Do you want to not watch me, mate?
You're having fun there, Tom.
No, I had a little nick on my nail and it needed to go.
Sure. Looks like you're just... I don't know. Looks like you're hungry. A hungry hippo.
I am hungry, actually. So... just, you know, let's get the show over and done with so I can feed.
Ooh. Do you hear that, listeners? That's how much he appreciates you.
All eight of you.
So...
it's a growing list.
There is our estimated audience.
Tell your friends, by the way.
Tell your friends about this great little podcast.
Mate, we are a great little podcast.
That is very true. So, ladies and gents, welcome back. Ba-ba-ba-ba-back.
Yeah.
Oh, at least we'll make ourselves laugh. Anyway, how have you been, Tommy?
I've been good. Been good. Been marvellous. I've been excited about doing another episode with you. Because, you know, my life without Dimitri just has a big hole in it.
Sure.
A big Asian hole.
Wow, that's rude.
What can I say?
And obviously you've turned 50, judging by the looks, so...
Well, looks can be deceiving, and apparently they are, because you're ageless.
That's
and
true.
I look older than I am, so...
That's true. I look younger than you.
But we're stereotypical for our appropriate races.
Well, let's not, shall we? So anyway...
It's 32, by the way.
How was work? How does it feel to be 32?
Someone asked me this the other day, yesterday actually, because it's my birthday yesterday.
Sure.
And 23rd of April, St. George's Day, by the way. So
he was a Syrian, don't worry about it.
They said, do you feel old? How do you feel? And I actually, I've never really felt my age. Like when I turned 30, I still feel like 25, 24.
Yeah, you don't look it. So
I don't look it, that's fine. I look at least 18.
I don't see many 24-year-olds who are bald.
And browbeaten.
So
weathered.
like a rock after 100 years of waves crashing into it. Yeah.
I'm not that smooth, though.
I don't see...
I would say more a rock that's been accustomed to acid rain.
Sure.
And heavy industrial pollution.
Which, ironically, is what's actually happened. So. Oh, Tom's getting his cock out again.
That'd be the dog. I've not seen him all day, so I just gave him a quick stroke.
Sure. Oh, well, I bet you have.
Yeah.
I bet you have.
Yeah, girlfriend's at work, why not?
Oh, God, we are so funny.
We are funny. So, I thought we have a few interesting things to talk about today. Because as usual, we've corresponded through text and sporadic phone calls.
Yeah.
And you posed a very rather interesting question, which led us to a very interesting series of questions. Can you remember what question that was?
Yeah, sure. Was it... Is it live?
Is it live?
No. Was it... We're doing a show now?
Well, that does raise questions as to whether this isn't how our normal conversations tend to go.
No, come on, what was it?
It was, who did you think was the first cult leader?
Ooh, yeah, that was a good one. Yay me.
That was a good one. That was a zinger.
Well, first of all, how do you define cult?
I think I sent you the definition, didn't I?
Sure.
Let's just find it so we can be verbatim here.
So let's quote the Oxford English Dictionary.
Sure.
Because as we know, it's the paragon of Englishness.
Oh yes.
And proper stunning. English language.
Of course.
As is received pronunciation, which is what we are talking about.
And I would like you to enunciate it accordingly.
Cult. Noun. Not cunt, cult. Cult.
We'll get on to cunt later Trump comes up.
So cult is a noun. A system of religious veneration and devotion directed towards a particular figure or object.
Now, a lot of our listeners are If they were fish, they'd be deep sea fish. We've basically had to dreg for them. They're right down the bottom, so they may not know what veneration means.
Go on.
Well, I'm one of them. I represent them.
So oh, right, okay.
You tell me what veneration means.
It just means great respect.
Sure.
Veneration is like you revere something.
Like adoration.
But yeah, it's
just better.
Yeah, it's worship essentially.
It's one step up from adoration.
Sure.
And you can be venerated, can't you?
Sure. I mean, it comes from the Latin cultus, worship.
Yep. So let's just go back over that. So a system of religious veneration and devotion directed towards a particular figure or object.
Sure.
Now the important one there is religious.
Ooh.
I think religious veneration.
Okay, but then what does religious mean?
Well, religious would aim towards something spiritual rather than sort of necessary, like societal, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Would you not agree?
Yeah, I mean, it's religious has a lot of connotation in worshipping a divine being, whether it be God or whatever you perceive to be divine. So you can be religious about Father Christmas.
Or football.
Or football.
Football.
So.
What are you religious about? Fuck all.
Pasta.
You are, actually. Every time I ring you. What are you doing? Eating. What are you eating? Pasta. Knew it. That was a one-way conversation that I have with you, by the way.
Sure.
You don't even need to answer, because I know what you're doing.
Fine. So who do you think is the earliest recorded...
Well, I think you should have this one because you got this one.
Well, no, but I want to know what your thoughts are on it.
Well, my thoughts were, you know, Jim Jones.
Ooh, sure. Remind our listeners who Jim Jones is.
Can I remember which one it was? Was he the one?
Mass suicide, wasn't he?
Yeah, the mass suicide one. We thought like a spaceship was going to come over the top and take them all. There weren't there two survivors.
And Jim Jones is from the 80s, if I'm not wrong, or earlier, 70s?
Yeah, I lost this one. You got it. Go on, tell everyone who you thought.
Well, there's no losing, it's just...
No. But, you know, I mean it in the fun way, because you gave the better answer, I thought. You thought about it in a much more depth than I did.
I said Jesus Christ.
And you'd be correct.
Organized religion.
And that prompted us to then think about a deeper meaning to it, didn't it? Because, you know, because then I sort of threw one back at you and I said, what about Julius Caesar? And you thought, ooh, politics.
Ooh, ancient history. well, I'm not sure if I am right in this case. Obviously, there have been plenty of... Before Jesus, there was Abraham for Judaism.
Yeah.
Before Judaism, there were Greek gods.
Yeah.
There were Roman gods.
Mm-hmm. And pagan gods.
Pagan gods. Egyptian gods.
And before that, the sun.
Yeah. There's a carving of a bear with a man's figure, which was discovered in Germany, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I read that in... Yuval Harari's book, Sapiens. And they think this is the first ever depiction of a carving, a physical depiction of a god that they could find and trace back. So religion isn't a new concept in that sense. But I think if you really want a cult, and as we described, how did we describe cult? Veneration...
Religious worship. Veneration or worship of a religious, of a figure or person.
There we go. So I think Jesus object. Christ is the first cult leader. Let's walk through...
First recorded.
Sure. Let's walk through what we think a cult leader should be.
Go on then.
Charismatic.
Sure.
Was JC charismatic?
I would imagine so.
He was pretty charismatic, wasn't he? JC's Jesus Christ, by the way. Don't worry about it. JCON, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
That's it.
Jay Khan.
Enigmatic?
He was very enigmatic. He had a following.
He did.
He had his 12 disciples.
He also had
nice
sense
hair.
Of mysteriousness about him.
Killer abs as well.
Oh, shredded. Clearly, he was rocking the insanity.
He definitely lifts, bro.
Oh, for sure.
He lifts.
And he doesn't skip leg day.
Well, not if you see him on the cross, mate.
That motherfucker levitates.
Chicken legs. So, charismatic, enigmatic, yes. Has a following, yes. Has a message. Overall, every cult has a message behind it, has a philosophy.
Of some sort, yeah. Of varying degrees of psychosis.
Well, they're not crazy.
I think they are.
Well. So, in that sense, yes, he is a cult figure.
Yeah.
Why not the Greek gods?
They were a little bit more fantastic, weren't they?
They were. I think this
and
is where...
so unrelatable.
I think this is, for me, what you're worshipping is Jesus Christ, who's a man.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Exactly. Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Mm.
And Joey.
But he's just like us.
Exactly. Which I think makes him a bit more approachable as a cult leader.
Even though he's a demigod. Or is he demigod or is he full god? I'm not quite sure.
He's god in a human body, isn't he?
Yeah. So even though he looks like us, he's not really.
No.
Like Xavier. Or Wolverine.
Well, I mean... or any X-Man.
Well, Beast, Nightcrawler.
Well, they still look like us.
They don't.
Well.
They have blue skin.
So?
For a start. So.
So do the Smurfs. What are you trying to say?
We're going a little bit off topic here.
No, but I think I think for me it would be Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I would agree actually.
And his cult lives on.
Well, it makes you wonder about the psychology of a cultist, doesn't it? Do you think?
Explain.
Well, do you think organized religion is the same as a cult? In the sense that they appeal to the same sort of person psychologically. People who need to be not necessarily led. I don't wanna sort of defecate over people who follow religion. But
well no, but you know, I think you, but I
usually
think they
they're
do.
People that want to follow and they have a sort of an insatiable need for something other than what they have now.
Well, Jesus famously said that he's the shepherd and people are the sheep. And they are his flock. So when you say led, you're absolutely right. I think with religion, people a lot of the time look for meaning in something that they can't necessarily describe or understand. I think that's where religion came from in the first place. Lightning bolt came down, struck
people
a tree.
People didn't understand it.
So they thought it was a supernatural being.
Yeah. Which is understandable, because...
Yeah.
You know, if you don't understand something, you still want to try and attribute meaning to it. And then our process of wanting to understand further and further made us be able to investigate and understand things that without scientific understanding, we would never, ever be able to decode.
Do you want to say understand more?
Do you understand that question?
I think a lot of the time when people look for religion, they look for meaning. And when they look for meaning, they look for explanation for something that they can't necessarily find the answer to, which is not a bad thing or a good thing. I think it's a personal sort.
You get your own personal seek.
It's their own personal search for the truth. Mm. I think it's much easier though to attribute something to a god rather than to bad luck, to life, to probabilities, to chance. I think people hate probabilities. People always try to look for a way to cheat a system, right? So even in blackjack, you have card counters. They want to beat the system.
Yeah.
Which,
to be honest,
well.
I don't. Roulette is ridiculous, but I think people who try to beat the system with blackjack, it's not beating it. It's just playing the game. It's understanding the odds.
Well, tell that to the casino.
Yeah, no, but they just want the money, don't they? I don't see counting cards to me shouldn't be considered cheating.
Well, and to be fair, it isn't. What they don't do in casinos, and don't try this at home, kids. what they don't do in casinos, if they catch you counting cards, they just escort you out of the building. They let you cash out, etc., etc. But you're barred from the casinos, not because you're cheating, but because you are fooling the system.
Yeah. Well, you're too good. You're too good for the system.
Exactly. Would you ever join a cult?
I was going to ask you the same question, and my answer is no.
Yes.
I wouldn't.
What? Oh, okay.
Are you starting one? Because I follow you.
I already have. That's what the podcast is for.
Ah, okay. I've been suckered in.
Come, my children.
Listen to all of the little, you know, subconscious messages.
Join us.
Smoke.
Smoke. Are you smoking yet?
That's a Family Guy reference for some of our younger listeners.
People that don't watch Family Guy.
Or people that don't watch. You should watch Family Guy, by the way, if you don't. Be childish like us. I would not join a cult, I have to say.
Smoke.
I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. I'm not interested in an alien spaceship flying across the universe, and it's going to go just overhead at about 8:15 on March the 12th. 2021, so we better commit suicide.
I never understood that.
I don't get it. I don't understand is the psychology of the people who think that that's real.
Well, some people do. That's fine. The thing that I don't get, right?
I don't think it's fine.
In a lot of the times, cults end up in a lot of sex.
Mm.
A lot of cult leaders, they love the vagina.
And they love a bit of murder as well.
They do. Famously, go on. No, famously, you've got, who's that Manson dude?
Charles Manson.
Tim Manson, that's it.
Charles.
Charlie Manson. He he was a musician. So did you know his story?
His story
is that he was a musician who was playing at parties, and he went to a lot of the Hollywood parties.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of, he was told, oh, mate, you're really good, you should go and speak to these guys. And he got into the studio and people told him what to do and how to do it. And then suddenly he hated it. So part of the reason why he started to target Hollywood actresses, he killed an actress. Well, he didn't. One of his followers killed an actress.
Right.
Is because of his deep hatred for Hollywood.
Right. Odd.
Is it?
Well, odd that he wouldn't kill the person himself, rather than manipulate someone to do it for him.
Well, he was smart, he wasn't an idiot.
No, he was a clever guy, but he also did tattoo a swastika between his eyes.
Yeah, but that's because there's a sign of peace in it.
Well, of course.
But, you know, it's I do find it quite incredible how a lot of cult leaders, they love women and they just want to have women. Which makes me think Jesus must have been an absolute lady killer.
Yeah.
He must have been a player.
Where do you think the X-Men came from, mate?
Piping left and right.
Yeah.
Just laying that pipe.
He was getting laid. He was spreading the holy louse.
Sure.
For sure.
Sure. He was laying that pipe left, right and centre.
Can't blame him.
Well, no. I mean, put it this way. If you were a leader of a cult, and you said, right, guys, you have to give all your money to me. And suddenly everyone said, yeah, all right, fine. You thought, okay.
Let's try their wives.
No, I'm rich. And then you say, well, all of you Not the fat ones. All of you... all of you between the ages of 18 and 35 need to stay and be my wives.
And anyone above 35 but below 52, if you could just make your way over to the pen listed maybe.
It's such a...
chauvinist.
Yeah.
You've got to have a sense of humour. He'd pick me, though.
Yeah, because you're fat.
And I'm good at tidying, cooking, cleaning.
And sucking on that pipe.
The Christ pipe.
You love the Jesus pipe.
Give me some of that Christ pipe.
So, yeah.
Apologies, by the way, to any devout Christians who have stumbled across the show.
I think they switched off a long time ago, don't you?
For episode 2. Or minute 2, one of them. But it is interesting. So do you see cultism still playing an active role in society?
Oh yeah, well look at football. People would fight other people to death for a game of football.
Yeah. What about in politics?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I think people from antiquity to now have played on the cult factor.
I think even now. Popularity of the masses. I think even now. Trump.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I mean.
Kim Jong-un. My brother.
Well. would you label him as a cult leader?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
They are absolutely religious about him.
Is he there through choice? I don't understand.
Well,
is he there through choice of the people? I thought he was the son of the dictator.
Yeah.
He's
religiously revered. He's venerated.
Yeah, but is the veneration forced?
Ah, but that's the question then. Does it have to be? Because if... say some people are born into a Catholic family who are then brought up Catholic, made to believe they're Catholic, not made to believe, made to...
led to the Catholic drinking fountain.
And you know, shoved their head inside that fountain to drown in it. Are they...
And that's baptism.
That's day one. Are they considered...
Well, I think the force is slightly different because the religion isn't necessarily putting shackles on you in terms of you're not going to watch this TV program and all you're going to see is me.
So,
you know what I mean?
So enjoy
it. If you put your favourite soap on, I am the lead character. That new film that's coming out? Don't even worry about the Avengers. I've dubbed my face on every single one of them.
Always.
Iron Man, his mask is a picture of me, and then under the mask is the face of me.
Oh, and hamburgers, yeah, I invented it. Golf, yeah, played first time when I was 40.
Of course.
55 under par, so... Next. Unicorns, yeah, I ride them. Next.
Yeah, I invented unicorns. I have a dragon. And what?
Talking of dragons.
Go on.
Are you watching Game of Thrones?
I am needing to catch up on Series 7.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn. But, I mean, it's difficult because I read the books.
Oh, so. Look at me, I read.
Yes, I do. I think you read as well. That's why your eyes have gone funny like that, all that squinting.
Wow, that's kind of racist.
I spent the wrinkles, mate. Bring race into it.
That's laughter lines.
That's how you can tell an educated wrinkles. Asian.
Oh,
whether
wow.
They're wrinkly around, wrinkly around the eyes or not.
An educated Asian, any of them. Yeah.
Born with calculators, crunching numbers immediately.
Oh, at the age of 5, audited my parents. Found some tax inconsistencies. Yeah?
Which your dad put them there on purpose.
Sure, to test me.
He was planning 20 years in advance. Yeah.
So. No, it's, mate, yeah. Did you see the global measles cases tripled in 2019?
It's incredible.
Tripled, WHO.
And it's all because of that cult in America called the Democrats.
Well, it... I mean...
It's not. It was a poor attempt of a joke. It's actually the other cult, which is anti-vaxxers. That's a strange cult.
And you love them?
Oh, I love an anti-vaxxer. Because I kind of see it as, I'm vaccinated, right? And my kids will be vaccinated.
Sterilized is not vaccinated, Tom.
In my book, it is.
Sure.
I'm vaccinated from children. So.
That's true.
But, you know, fine. If you're not going to vaccinate your kid, mine will be, and I will be, and everyone in my family will be, and anyone that I care about generally is, because I don't associate with non, you know, with anti-vaxxers. So you carry on, and you get a 12th century disease.
The issue is, I don't mind what they do. They can do whatever they want to their body. What I mind is that they are walking around our streets, potentially infecting people that are not vaccinated because they haven't got around to it, or the vaccine hasn't worked, because let's face it, it doesn't work 100% of the time either.
Of course.
So there's an issue that I have with anti-vaxxers, because they're putting not only their own lives at risk, I don't care about that, they're putting other people's lives at risk. That's their choice. The choice for other people to catch it is not.
I don't understand their reasoning for it either, that they think that it causes autism.
Well, look, I mean, any medicine that you take aspirin, you might suffer from a bad side effect.
Mm.
Let's face it, vaccines are just the disease itself, the virus, in very small diluted form, injected into your body so your body can reproduce antibodies for them.
Yeah.
So, of course, there's going to be some issues. Of course there are. However, 1% of cases happening?
Yeah.
Does that justify you saying that no one should get it? Not even 1%, something like 0.01%.
Mm. Where did anti-vaccine, why did it become so popular? Is it in the uneducated states of America?
No, because I think it's to do with your kids. And when it comes to your kids, you want to make sure that you give them everything that's the best, right? So if one mum on mumnet.com says that my kid is autistic after he got his vaccine, first of all, there's no way of proving that that's what caused the autism.
Yeah.
Because he could have been autistic before that. And secondly, as a mum, reading that, you'd start to question whether actually your kid needs to be autistic or to be disease-free, because you think, well, I never got smallpox. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Not understanding that actually you were also vaccinated, and that's probably why you didn't get smallpox. Good contribution. But,
just a sigh of exasperation. That is a great contribution, because it just lets you know how I'm feeling.
But overall, kids, anyone listening, go get yourself and your kids and your loved ones.
You say that. Some kids are going behind their parents' backs to go and get vaccinated.
Good, good.
Which is excellent and saddening at the same time.
Well, yes, there is that. But luckily enough, there's law against preventing someone to get vaccinated. You can choose your... I think it's 14. I think at 14 you can go and get vaccinated at a doctor's by yourself without your parents' consent.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm guessing. But I've heard that at some point when you're young, still a teenager, you can get vaccinated without express provision from your parents.
Talking about the younger generation, what do you think about Greta Thunberg?
She needs to wind her fucking neck in, mate.
You reckon?
Who are you coming over here telling us how to live? That's why we left bloody EU, mate.
You sound like a typical Brit.
What do I think about her? Yes, I think she's right to point things out. Yes, I think she's great at being such a young person and yet being what the press has branded her as, an activist.
Yeah.
Clearly it's working, because she's getting the page time and the news time.
Do you think it's a good example for the youth of today? She's 16. She's a 16-year-old kid. And she is putting her face out there, criticising X, Y, and Z, you know, over legitimate claims, you know, over UK emissions and whatever. You know, she's talking about legitimate things.
No, mate, I think what she's doing is great. I think what she's doing is, you know, if this is the product of a person not playing on their phone every 5 minutes.
Mm.
You know, this is a product of a person actually looking up at from their phone or their computer and saying, you know what? The air is a bit murky.
Yeah.
Water's a bit weird.
Yeah.
I can't really breathe too well. I think if more kids were like that, the world would be a very patronizing, self-righteous place. But better for it.
Well, definitely. The upsetting thing is that she has a verified Twitter account and we don't.
Well, I mean, she's a well-known climate activist.
Let's get her on the show.
So, can she speak English? That's the question.
Well, I imagine if, you know...
I'm joking. She's Swedish or something, so she probably speaks it perfectly from the age of 3.
Yeah, exactly. She's probably born able to speak it.
You know what we haven't crossed or talked about is obviously... the horrible, horrible events in Sri Lanka.
Ah, yes.
What was it? 200 dead, 300 injured.
Unbelievable. It's another massacre.
Fucking 359 people killed.
It's crazy.
And 500 wounded. People think that the lads from Islamic State are up to no good again and that they're to blame. I mean, we have numerous times on this show have voiced our opinion on those cunts. We don't really like them.
No.
Apart from Tom shouts their call to prayer every time, but that's fine.
Sure.
I don't
even know what the person who calls them to prayer is called.
Imam.
It's not the Imam, is it?
So that's who calls to prayer.
Oh, is it?
I would have thought so.
Oh, I did know that then.
So, no, I mean, look. People say, oh, it's a retaliation for what happened in New Zealand. Well, you killed a shitload of innocent people. How is the fuck is that retaliation?
Yeah, I don't really understand. You...
eye for an eye and the whole world is blind, yeah?
Yep.
Guess which philosopher said that?
Jesus Christ.
Desiree.
Desiree.
No, it wasn't her. I think it was Gandhi. But... or Buddha, one of the two. One and the same, really.
Cult leaders.
Sure. But I think, you know, heart goes out to Sri Lanka. Obviously, fucking stupid actions of some sick individuals who thought it'll be a good idea to blow up religious places, popular tourist destinations. I've read about a guy who lost his whole family, wife and two kids.
Wow.
Whilst they were on holiday.
It's horrible.
When you justify killing innocent families because of retaliation for what happened because of actions of one man, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm going to say on that. But obviously Sri Lanka, ich liebe dich and all that.
Not sure why you said it in German.
Well, obviously there's also Lyra McKee. She got shot.
Yeah.
Would
you like to send your condolences in Georgian?
Yes. But the new IRA said, yeah, we apologise profusely. Oh, well, that's fine then. Because yeah, that's right, then. She's alive now, and that's fine then.
Yeah, because you've apologised.
You've apologised, so that's good. Not the fact that you're fucking idiots fighting over which religion is right. None of them.
There you go.
Here's an answer for you. None of them.
Yeah.
Yeah?
If you were...
if you've got to kill someone to prove that your religion is right, you're probably an idiot and your philosophy is wrong. Yeah?
Let me ask you this. If you were the leader of a nation...
sure. Which one? Give me one.
Well, it's a fictional one. So it's Dimitri Land.
Ooh.
Right? Where everyone's a cunt. No, but let's say you got this fictional state, okay? There's no other country around for, you know, thousands and thousands of miles. You live in near isolation. You have a couple of million people, and you have one or two sort of strong religions, and then a couple of little sort of sidesteppers. But the strong religions, they hate each other. They hate each other, and they're constantly at each other's throats with, you know, killings and mass demonstrations, etc., etc. What would your approach be, given the rational person that you are? How would you deal with it?
I'd massacre each and every one of them.
Okay, that's the Russian in you.
I think, and this is, I was really actually surprised, but well, not surprised, but more found this incredulous when I asked my friend, what would he's from Syria.
Right.
And I asked him, what would you change if you went back and you took control of the country?
Haven't we had him on the show?
No. And okay, he said, I would ban religion.
It's what I was alluding to. It's what I thought your answer would be.
My issue with that is...
Mm-hmm. The retaliation?
People will do it underground. So either you educate them, which is basically what the UK is doing, and Sweden and the Nordics.
Right.
Well, the UK's... More people are... In the UK, more people are atheists than they are religious.
Really?
Yeah.
Over half. Do you see that as organized religion losing its grip?
Yeah, because, look, I think there's a strict correlation between a country being poor and religious and a country being rich, educated, and not religious. If you look at people who are most educated are more likely not to be religious.
Mm.
Or to be moderately religious. By that I mean they observe the high holidays, but they don't necessarily think that Catholics should die if they're Protestant, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of religious people, leaders, prey on the fact that a lot of people are poor and desperate and they seek answers.
Mm.
I think it all comes down to, I want you to tell me why I'm living in such a shithole.
So, with that in mind, and politicians' understanding of that, can you see religion ever being banned in somewhere like America?
No.
Because in England, you know, with politics, you don't really hear our politicians saying, you know, Jesus this and God that, or, you know,
well,
whatever.
Well, we do hear it because Tony Blair said that he prayed to get the answer for whether he should go to war to Iraq. He got the wrong answer.
Sure.
Shouldn't have gone.
But that's also ambiguous, because that's just another way of saying that he meditated on it. He didn't specifically pray to a deity, did he?
Well,
because otherwise he's basically just saying he went on a crusade.
Well, yeah, go on.
That's it.
That's
that. Modern day crusade then. Fine. All right, fine. We sent the Templars over.
That is exactly what he did.
All right. Cool, just as we're clear.
famously, George W. Bush said that God told him to go and free the people of Iraq.
See, now that's different. Listen to how you've worded those two things.
No, I know.
I prayed on it, and then God told me to go and free the people. Are you fucking serious?
Well, Family Guy has a great sketch about that when George W. Bush says it at a press conference, then God appears and says, no, I didn't.
Yeah. Stop putting words in my mouth.
I think religion plays a bit. Conservatives will predominantly be religious. There is a place where there isn't religion, and that is North Korea. But that's because they've got their own deity, which is Kim Jong-un.
Because they have a walking god.
USSR famously had banned religion.
And what happened there?
Not much, to be honest. People were still religious, just quietly in their homes. So there wasn't organized religion as such. So you didn't go to church, for example.
So a bit like Catholicism in the, what, 1700s in the UK? Underground churches, etc.?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you look at a lot of religious political texts, so famously the Communist Manifesto says that religion is the opium of the people.
Yeah.
Even they recognize that, yeah, okay, we'll slaughter everyone, sure. But religion, let's not do it, because it's not good for you. Oh.
Sorry.
Rearranging yourself again.
I thought I muted the mic.
Oh.
But I didn't.
I know it throws you off.
Technology. Apologies.
I know the technology throws you off.
Yeah, pressing the button. Sorry, please do continue.
No, I think, mate, personally, if it was up to me, there wouldn't be a religion. But you would have to have a state whereby people agree themselves that there is no religion.
Well, I mean, but we kind of touched on this earlier when we talked about the psychology of people who need religion and cults, etc., etc. Some people need that sense of direction. It's almost like religion is innate in some people. A lot of people, I would imagine, actually.
I'm sure it is.
So how do you get rid of that?
You can't.
So how do you account for it?
You educate people to...
Some people don't want to be educated.
Well, that's fine.
What do you do with them then?
Well, it depends how you want to rule. Do you want to rule as an authoritarian ruler, a dictator, or do you want?
Well, I'm asking you. This is your fictional. This is your fictional country.
I would. I told you, I'd massacre them all.
I mean, that is a staunch approach. That is rather stern, even for you and your USSR blood pumping through your claret.
Here's why. If you allow it to spread, it will spread like wildfire. And it will permeate itself into the daily life of people and politics, as it had in the States.
What's the quote about the Russians in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels? Sharp as the sickle and as hard as the hammer that crosses it.
Boom.
That's you.
So, if you look at the American Declaration of Independence, I'm not sure how many times God is actually mentioned on there.
I've actually never looked at apart from when we did look in a previous episode.
God is mentioned there, by the way. I'm not saying that he isn't.
No.
I'm just not sure it says that it's a Christian country.
Right.
It just says the people under God.
Mm.
It doesn't mention specifically which God. But we all know what they meant.
We all know which God.
Abraham. We don't. So if you let it happen, it will happen and spread like wildfire. If you ban it, people will go underground and it would still happen, and then it would come out violently.
So do you think that the need for religion is a bit of a...
massacre, yeah.
No.
Oh.
I know you that it's an excuse for a massacre for you.
Well,
it's reason.
It's one of. Go on.
One of many. I was going to say, do you think it's a bit of an evolutionary sort of setback?
Kind of, because you think, oh, God will save me, I'll just jump off a cliff and I'll fly. Well, no. Well, I wonder if God will save me if I plug my fingers into a socket.
Here's a question. Seeing as all of the previous theories are coming back, so for example, flat earthing, that's a thing, flat earthers.
Yeah.
I wonder if some of the old gods... Some of the old religions will make a bit of a comeback. People start worshipping Jupiter and Mars.
Nope, they already tried that, didn't happen.
When did they try that?
I believe in Greece there's still some people who believe in the multi-god faith.
Really?
Yeah. A very small percentage of them, but they do believe in them.
See, I find that is very, very interesting, because surely you must be... understanding that is fantasy.
Well, also, look at India. That's a multi-god faith.
Hinduism. Very true. Very true.
You know, they've got Shiva and they've got Shiva? I don't know. Vishnu?
Shiva and Vishnu. I think, what is it? Isn't Shiva is the divine one, isn't it? The ultimate god, and time is relative to Shiva stamping on a demon's head.
Oh, so Vishnu is death, god of death.
Vishnu's the elephant one, isn't it? Vishnu's the elephant head with lots of arms. Shiva's got four arms. There's some really fun things about Shiva. There's some cool things like, all time's going to come to a stop when he finally finishes stamping on a demon's head.
So Vishnu is not the elephant. It's the multi-armed woman.
Oh.
Second deity of the Trinity.
It's Ganesha, isn't it?
Ganesh, yes.
Ganesh.
He's believed to sustain life through his adherence to principle, order, righteousness, and truth. Vishnu is typically depicted with four arms and seated upon a coiled snake. Shiva is the destroyer.
Yes.
Known to protect the follower from greed, lust, and anger, as well as the illusion of ignorance that stand in the way of divine enlightenment. However, he's also considered to be responsible for death, destroying in order to bring rebirth and new life. Well, which is true. You do need to destroy things before they, you know, for new things to grow.
Well, yeah, that is accurate.
Ganesha is the elephant one that you're thinking of. God of wisdom and good fortune.
Mm. So is there only three gods?
And Krishna. Krishna. There's like 10. So Krishna is one of the most powerful incarnations.
See, Krishna has its own following, the Hare Krishnas. Krishna,
he's a Krishna. He's the embodiment of love and divine joy and destroyer of all pain and sins.
He sounds like a nice man.
If you've read the Bhagavad Gita, then you're likely already familiar with Krishna, as he's the main hero in the epic and has a lot to say about yoga, using the terms over 100 times.
Oh, just like me and understand.
Sure. I actually, I'm reading the Bible at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, so part of my...
King James edition?
Yes. Part of my... I don't want to say New Year's resolutions, but sort of, is to read the three main texts of religion.
Okay.
And
you've started with the Bible?
Started with the Bible.
Okay.
Because the Torah is made up of, I think, 8 books, or 7 books. So yeah. That'll be a long read. The Bible I kind of know about anyway, so I can sort of read through it without reading too much into it, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
The Quran, I'll reread again. But the Quran...
You've already read the Quran?
Yeah. As a text, when you read them, I haven't read the Torah, but when you read the Bible and the Quran actually mentions Jesus in the Quran.
Yeah.
The Quran mentions Jesus and Abraham. So
he's one of the prophets, isn't he?
Yeah. And he, you know, there's a lot of similarities in there. A lot of similarities.
What does that say to you?
Well, it's all much of a muchness, isn't it?
Well, were they written independently? Like, did someone know that someone was writing the Bible and thought, oh, I'll get an early edition of it and then try and write the Quran?
I think a lot of the time, the reason why there are different religions is because it didn't suit necessarily the politics or the philosophy of the country that they were in.
So what came first, the Christian or the Muslim?
The Islamic religion is the newest one.
Okay.
So it was the Judaism, then Christianity, then Judaism.
Of course, Islam. Because Christ was a Jew.
Yeah.
Which always struck me as odd.
Why?
So well, because...
That's why he was baptized by John or whatever it was.
Yeah. But if Jesus Christ was a Jew, wouldn't that make Judaism the original and the most accurate religion?
Well, that's what they say. It's the oldest one. And therefore,
so why would he have his own? Why wouldn't he encourage people to be Jewish rather than...
Because he didn't agree with them.
Right.
Remember, King David wanted to kill him.
Just note that gives any person who wants to create a religion the perfect excuse.
Absolutely. I don't agree. Well, Protestants, why did they...
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
Why are they a thing?
How could people... If you're a Christian, how could you possibly disagree with someone else's religion if the leader of your faith disagreed with his own faith and made his own religion?
But you just answered your question. Because he thought that Judaism was imperfect. And he saw some...
Yeah, but you couldn't possibly begrudge someone who was non-Christian thinking that Christianity was not perfect.
Ah, you can if you think that you're leading them to the promised land. And without it, they will burn in hell.
And this is why religion is a melting pot of danger.
Yeah. Well, it's not just dangerous. It's...
it's baffling.
It's maniacal. It's...
power hungry.
Very power hungry, because they all want to be number one. They would kill to be number one. And what, you know, and we've discussed this, but it's written by men.
Yeah.
There are so many iterations of the Bible. We just happen to have adopted King James's edition as the main one.
And even that was written for political means.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why I think religion, for me in general, religion doesn't make sense, because it's said to be the word of God.
Mm.
And yet it isn't. Mormonism, invented by a 17-year-old kid, yeah, who said he saw some seer stones that he could only see and he could only visit. And you have to look at it through a specific kind of crystal or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then when they said, can you show them to me? He said, no.
No, no, no. But I can read them to you.
But I can tell you what it said.
Yeah. Joseph Smith. That was his name, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's like, don't get me wrong. If someone came up to me and said, I'm a Christian and I listen to your show, I would say, okay, good on you, mate.
Yeah.
As long as you don't tell me that this is how that the way that I'm living is wrong, I don't care. You can believe in Santa Claus, you can believe in dragons, you can believe that Game of Thrones is a historic documentary.
You can believe in Scientology.
Again, I don't care, as long as you do not cross the line of telling me or anyone I know or anyone that the way that they're living is wrong.
Yeah.
You don't know anything.
That's it, isn't it? It's you can believe what on earth you want, but if someone gives you that liberty, you should gift them their liberty back of believe whatever they want.
Yeah.
I don't need it forced down my throat, and that's what I don't like about religion when they say non-believers, oh, we need to convert them because they don't know that their souls are in danger. I don't even necessarily believe in a soul.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
I don't know. I don't know, to be honest. I never had to think about it.
Well, you're reading three religious texts, so perhaps some soul-searching in the literal sense is needed.
Well, I'm not reading them to understand God. I'm reading them more or less to actually understand why people are so maniacal about it.
Well, surely having a soul would be a big part of it.
I don't think so. You can read a book and still be soulless.
We're not really talking about a book, though, are we?
Well, it is.
That's the story. Yeah, it's to me and you. But if you want to understand the maniacal nature of religion...
But you're asking me about what I think. That's what I think. All right? Calm down.
Well,
don't tell me how to live. You're not my dad.
I'll tell you how to fucking think, mate. All right? This is my cult. Don't forget, I came up with yarn spinners.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's what I want you to think.
Smoke.
What do you think of this London climate demonstration?
I think it's good.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you? Well, I think people need to... they need a bit of a shake-up. Do you know what I mean? I don't think people watch Blue Planet 2 and Planet Earth and whatever. Oh, my God, we need to do stuff. Oh, by the way, I'm going to take the car tomorrow.
To punch a baby seal.
Yeah, to punch a baby seal and then skin it. I just think people are so very posy. And I think a leaf could be taken out of this. I've forgotten her name already, the kid.
Greta.
Greta, yeah. People could take a leaf out of her book and become less materialistic. That's what I think. I think...
we say whilst using our MacBooks to record and
yeah,
iPhones.
But, you know, we're creating a message, aren't we? We're not fucking playing, I don't know, Counter-Strike.
Well, I am.
yeah, but you're Asian, so it's allowed.
Well, exactly.
Racist.
Okay, so you think it's a good thing. Here's why I think it's a bad thing.
Go on. They blocked you off from the Kazakhstan embassy and you...
No, because they disrupt public transport.
So?
Well, isn't the whole point for people to use public transport?
Well...
Why not disrupt a motorway?
There's public transport on motorways. And I said there's public transport on motorways.
Right.
So what difference does it make if you...
But not as much as in
it's
a
easier
city.
To stop. It's easier to stop a train, though, isn't it, than to stop a motorway?
No, it isn't.
All right. Go on. I can stop a train easily. Stand on the track.
All you need to do, set a car alight.
Oh, that sounds very peaceful.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, here's the issue for me.
I'm burning fuel then, aren't I? You're right.
Yeah. So... Public transport, let's take trains for example. Sure. Brilliant. Trains are good. You can get loads of people on them.
Sure.
What's not good about getting the train? What's the number one inhibiting factor that stops you from coming down to see me? How much
like
a train
oh, right,
costs.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's number two on the list of how much you don't like me. It's the price of a ticket.
Right, okay.
Well, do you not think that that's ridiculous? Should they not reduce ticket prices to encourage people on public transport?
Okay, but how would you reduce them?
Well, quite simple.
Go on.
Well, you'd look at the bare minimum that you need, wouldn't you? I mean, why is it, if I want to book a train now, if I wanted to get on a train now to go to Manchester, it costs me more than if I reserve a seat 3 weeks in advance.
Supply and demand, isn't it?
Yeah, but the seat's there.
Okay.
So why should it cost me any more?
Because they want to maximise profit.
Yeah, but that's not how public transport should be run. It shouldn't be a profit gains margin.
Ah, so what you're saying is we should nationalise the rail service.
Yes.
Which is what Corbyn is saying.
Well, I would agree with it. It shouldn't be for anyone's gains. Public transport. The hint is in the title there. Public. Public transport. Paid for by us to supply us. I'd be more inclined to get a bus if it was going to cost me 15p. Or a train if it was going to cost me a tenner to get to Scotland. Not 235 quid one way to get to London. Sit on it for fucking 8 hours. Could be in New York in that time. For a fraction of the price.
Why don't you?
Why don't I what?
Why don't you just go to New York?
Why would I want to just fly to New York? Oh, this is good. Right. Better get back. Got work in a few hours.
Well, that's what's going to happen when you go to London. No, I agree with you. I think transport should be cheaper. The only way to do that is to nationalise it. Because no matter what company, if you have a privatised transport system, no matter what company, no matter how charitable they are, they will always look to make a profit.
Yeah.
As much profit as possible.
And that's ridiculous.
Well, it's equally ridiculous that head of Oxfam is paid 200 grand.
Yes, that is also ridiculous.
Yes, I agree with you.
What do they do that warrants 200 grand?
They run a massive company.
Doesn't really warrant 200 grand.
The thing is,
most of the workload is... What have we got? Well, we've got lots of shops that people give stuff to. Oh, so it pretty much runs itself.
Yeah. I think you'd be surprised, mate.
I would be surprised. I am very oversimplifying it. But it's not the same as running GCHQ or MI5.
What do you think of...
Good.
Talking of MI5.
Go on.
What do you think about, I've read this earlier, committing a crime is not crime, exposing crime has become a crime.
What do I think of that? So admit it, say that again, committing a crime is not crime, exposing a crime is a crime.
Yeah.
So whose mentality is this?
Anyone that supports freedom of information. So Julian Assange has been put in jail.
We spoke about this last week, didn't we, with whistleblowing?
Yes.
We've already spoken about it, mate. Move on.
Well, speak about it again, prick.
I think whistleblowing is excellent.
I think it's a huge issue, mate. I think it's a huge issue that when you have someone exposing a government going into a country and killing innocent people and them saying, right, and, well, we're going to put you in jail now for saying that.
Yeah, can't say that.
And you say, wait a second, so I just showed that you were ignoring every
human right
violation and international law.
Mm.
And you're going to put me into jail. Yeah, yeah. Go on. What's your point? I think it's mental, mate.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely mental.
The fact that
you can go to jail because you have caught someone doing wrong.
It's basically school ground mentality of don't be a grass.
Yeah, it really is.
By the way, for any American listeners, grass is a snitch.
And snitches get
stitches.
Yeah. Oh, City scored.
I've already seen that. I'm watching the game live.
Bernardo Silva and Socrates scored for Arsenal.
Oh, so that's 3-1. I'm sure our listeners are loving this bit right now. We'll cut this bit out.
No, we won't. But yeah, Manchester City, Liverpool, who do you want to win?
Neither. Tottenham.
Okay, well, that's impossible mathematically. Next.
Okay, so neither.
So
I want neither of them to win.
So you want the Premier League to disband? To be disbanded?
No, you're asking me which one I want to win. I want neither of them to win. There you go. Next.
Right, so one of them will win. Pick one.
Okay, why do I have to pick one?
Pick one.
I don't want either of them to win.
Just pick one.
Liverpool, City, United.
So you want Liverpool to win, then City to come second, and then United to come third.
I don't.
So you want Tottenham to be fourth.
I don't want Liverpool.
If
to
in
win.
The top four.
I want City to win.
There we go. Why was that so difficult for you?
Because you're making me choose something that I don't want to choose. You're basically enforcing your cult leadership bullshit on me.
And you've passed, so it's fine. He's in.
Smoke.
No, but this is probably going to be, if they all win their remaining matches, this is going to be the closest Premier League title with the most points ever.
So, no one can deny that the Premier League is the best in the world.
I mean, they can.
Oh, City have scored again.
Have they?
Leroy Sané. The wonder kid German who was left out of the World Cup squad for some reason.
Probably because of what? Probably because he wasn't that good. Why are you laughing?
No reason, mate.
Okay. But he probably is that as well.
I mean,
for anyone that didn't see that, and why would you? I was implying that he didn't get picked because he was black, which is probably the case.
I'm glad you said that and not me, because
it's probably the case though. Germany hasn't covered himself in...
That's not correct, because Jerome Boateng is black.
Is he?
Yes.
Are you sure he didn't just black up?
I'm very sure he didn't just black up.
No, I'm joking.
To quote Dimitri.
Oh,
we're not racist, by the way.
Well, he is.
Dimitri is.
He
refers to himself as he in the third person, by the way.
Here's a question for you.
Go on.
So Will Smith...
This would be a good one.
There's a huge backlash for Will Smith being chosen to play the Venus Sisters' dad in their biopic.
Right. What's the backlash?
The backlash is people are saying that Will Smith is not black enough...
Not black enough.
...to play their dad. Now, admittedly, their dad has darker skin.
Right. And...
Well, apparently, black actors are not only not getting jobs because of white producers and directors, but also because of black producers and directors. Okay. Because they're not black enough.
So, all right, let's take our mentality of best person should get the job regardless of race or gender.
Go on.
So let's imagine that there's a better actor than Will Smith, such as Tom Hanks. Right. What if Tom Hanks went for it and they said, you're fucking brilliant at this. The only thing is, you're the wrong colour.
Oh, right, yeah.
You're not black. But there's a way around that. If you could just go over to makeup and
oh, don't say it.
No, but do you know what I mean? Okay. If it's best person for the job.
But best person for the job also implies.
Well, no, because you're talking about
he's best fit. The best fit is someone who's of colour.
Yeah, but what if Tom Hanks, this is a completely hypothetical.
So, well, what if Tom Hanks did a Robbie Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder?
No, but what if Tom Hanks was fucking brilliant at playing the Venus, the Williams sisters?
So what you're saying is, if he did a Robbie Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder. Have you seen Tropic Thunder?
Yes.
So you know what Robbie Downey Jr.
Yes, does? Yes, yes.
So if he did that.
He acted as an African American.
So actually, Robbie Downey Jr. is probably the last person ever to play a black actor when he's white.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, no one's going to do that anymore.
Yeah, but it's the same as with a CGI film. Go on. So you watch a CGI film.
Sure.
A black man in the film can be portrayed by a white actor.
For example?
I don't know the example, but what I'm saying is there's no. All right, okay, it's the Cleveland show.
Yeah.
Cleveland is voiced by a white man.
Okay, you don't need to shout.
Well, I'll fucking whisper then, you cunt.
Yeah, go on.
Cleveland Brown is white.
Right, go on.
Yeah, but what's the difference?
Well, he's off air now, so that's
irrelevant. All right, you're irrelevant, right? You're not contributing anything to the conversation.
No, look, I think the fact that Will Smith is not black enough in
quotation
marks is ridiculous. I think having Tom Hanks play a black actor
but
is
that
ridiculous.
Was just hypothetical.
Considering there are black actors who are fucking good.
Denzel Washington.
He's, to be fair, he's black.
What if he's not tall enough?
Well, this is where you get to, right? So say there's a biopic of you.
Yeah.
And someone with hair comes up.
Oh, rather he didn't.
And thin.
That's not an accurate hairline.
And thin.
And with a really small penis.
Exactly. So, or if Will Smith played you.
Penis issue, mate.
Historically inaccurate. The point is that if there's an ambiguous, like Hermione, for example. Hermione is an ambiguous race in. Nowhere in the book does it say that she's white.
What, in Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Right.
So there was a lot of shock when in the Harry Potter play, which is currently in London, go and see it.
No.
Don't. Do if you want. but there was a lot of shock when Hermione's actress came out and she was black.
Right.
But actually.
Do you know what I was shocked at?
Oh, God, here we go.
So.
Hitler was right. What's everyone talking about?
Well, I went a few years ago, I saw The Lion King on stage.
Go on.
And I was shocked that the animals were played by people.
Okay.
Well, it's the same difference, isn't it?
Not really, no.
Yeah, that was a joke, mate. That was just a joke.
Different species, not different race.
Go on.
Also, very difficult to make a lion sing.
Well, not anymore, mate. CGI.
Well, then it's
easy.
Not a play. That's just a film.
All right. Fuck me. I watched The Woman in Black. Do you think ghosts are real?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you?
Of course. No. I think the ghost of your fucking sense of humour is real.
Oh, so.
So.
That was funny.
There you go. Example number 1.
2-0, Sané, 66th minute.
Yes, I told you that. In real time.
Real time. Oh, that was racist.
It was.
Talking of racist, so...
And we've run out of time.
Talking of racist, have you seen... So, Juventus, which is a football team in Italy.
Right. They've got a player in Italy.
In the middle.
Oh, they've, good. That's accurate.
Turin. So they've got a they've got a player called Keen Moises.
Yeah.
Who is black. I think he's a young'un, 18, right. 19, something like that.
Okay.
And he was racially abused the whole game. So when he scored, he did something like put his hands up or flexed or whatever.
Right.
To the opposing team fans.
Right.
And the captain of Juventus, and he got a load of racist abuse as a result. And the captain of Juventus said, well, I probably shouldn't have done that.
This is Leonardo Bonucci you're alluding to.
Yeah.
I think he said something a bit more inflammatory than that, didn't he?
He said something like, well, yeah, well, that's exactly. So I actually underplayed it. How fucking absurd is it that you say, oh, yeah, they were racist, but you probably shouldn't have celebrated like that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So, what?
Sorry, what are you saying? It's okay to be racially abused if you celebrate in a specific way.
What? Oh, she got raped going down the alley. Oh, right. Well, she probably shouldn't have gone there. What?
Yeah. Probably shouldn't have worn that skirt.
That's not the point, mate.
No.
The point is that probably shouldn't have got raped. Probably shouldn't have got racist abuse throughout the game.
I think there's been a lot of it in English football at the moment. Danny Rose, the left back for Tottenham. He said...
Tottenham.
Oh, will you shut up?
Go on.
The best team in London, mate.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, where are Chelsea?
Gonna win the Europa League, so... And kick great. Of Champions
yeah,
League.
Great. Yeah. That'd be all right, wouldn't it? A little trinket trophy. Yeah.
Well,
anyway,
how many European Cups have you won?
Should we carry on with the important issue, not the fucking bragging rights?
How many European Cups have Tottenham won?
I don't know.
Oh, none. Okay, go on.
All right, okay,
go
fine. Next. Anyway, next. So, Danny Rose, back to, you know, someone of importance. He said that he can't wait to quit football because of the racist abuse.
He can do it tomorrow.
He could, yeah.
He could quit now. What?
He could. So, but he likes the game too much, and he has a contract.
What?
But do you not see that you're fucking impossible today?
No, but you don't say that. You say, which is what Sterling is saying, change the game. Don't not say, yeah, I'm just going to quit the game.
Yeah, but, well, it's...
Jisung Park... Do you know what his chant was?
Okay, go on.
He's going to eat your dog. He didn't come out and say, oh, I'm going to quit the game.
Probably didn't sound like that either.
That's not my best Korean accent, but I'm going to quit the game.
Okay.
But don't quit the game.
But you're talking about... Yeah, okay, but you're talking about different personalities, mate.
Am I?
I think you are, yeah.
Both uneducated footballers. Next.
Uneducated footballers... That's a terrible, slanderous thing to say. I'm joking.
Obviously,
Raheem Sterling is a commendable human being.
Exactly. Obviously, it's bad that Danny Rose is getting racist abuse to the point that he wants to quit. I don't think that quitting is going to stop it.
Of course it's not.
I think it will probably not make his life any easier on Twitter.
Well, I'm not sure if he has too much of a digital footprint in the world in terms of social media.
Mm.
But I agree. I think it's the wrong approach. But I'm a white man, so who am I to tell someone who is receiving that abuse how to react? If it makes them feel like that, it makes them feel like that. And
absolutely, it's not.
All I could say is,
it's not.
I'd hope that he wouldn't feel like that because those people don't represent. The white fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they represent the fucking mindless minority.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is ironic because they think of him as a minority as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, any racism is bad. It's just some racism is worse than others. That's a joke. That's a joke on Animal Farm, if anyone read it.
Oh.
No, I mean...
Written by...
Sir Francis Oliver.
Drake. Mm. Sir Francis Oliver. Oh, God. What has this show become?
Become? Mm. I think you should listen back through our 32 episodes. Sorry,
what has it evolved into?
I think it's always been like that. No,
Tripe.
I think the fact that he feels like that is awful.
Yes.
But I hope he doesn't just quit. I hope he actually...
I don't think he will quit. Of course he won't.
Of course he won't, because it's hard to walk away from 150 grand a week when all you have to do is play football.
Well, that's not all he has to do, though, is it, if he has to deal with racial abuse?
That's not why he gets paid 150 grand a week.
No, but it's not exactly an added bonus, is it?
No.
So it makes playing football difficult.
Absolutely.
It makes doing something that you love incredibly painful.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that...
I don't think the money has anything to do with it.
I'm saying that he doesn't want to quit because he's...
Because he gets 150 grand a week.
29?
I don't know.
So if he quits now, he's got a long way to go in his life. And what's he going to do?
Well...
I think he could
probably go and be a plumber and not receive half of the abuse.
I would beg to differ.
That was a poor example, perhaps. Librarian. They don't get too much abuse.
They need to shush a lot, so...
And stamp books.
But here's my question. Is it even cool to discriminate anymore? Like, who the fuck discriminates anymore? Who the fuck looks at someone and says, oh, you look different. I hate you now. What?
I think a lot of people do.
A lot of people do, but surely it's now like... It's now got to a point where you just think, oh, is it even worth it? Why do I put myself through this rigmarole of this quagmire of hate when all I have to do is just ignore it? Just ignore the feeling of hatred inside of me. Just ignore the bigotry inside of me and think, you know what? I'm going to go and donate blood instead.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the world be a much better place if...
It would, but I don't think everyone has your rationale.
Yeah, true.
And you're a thick-skinned individual.
Yeah, that's true. I do have thick skin. Crackling, they call me. Crackling Dimitri.
I just call you cunt.
Yeah, well, true.
That's also accurate.
What are your thoughts on premium Snapchat of girls getting naked for money?
Shall I give you a list of all the ones I subscribe to?
Sure.
None. I think it is basement disgusting.
But isn't it a supply demand kind of market?
Of course it is. Like prostitution is and drug dealers. Sure. But it doesn't make it good. I think it's...
So anyone that subscribed to someone on premium Snapchat with a girl who takes her clothes off, here's a little tip for you. www.google.com, search for porn, you fucking weirdos.
Or go to the bar, meet a girl.
Well, that
in real life.
Some of them may be quadriplegic, but...
All right. Get someone to take you to the bar.
Still doesn't help. Just look at porn, you weirdos.
Yeah.
It's free.
I don't understand it at all.
It's free. Why would you pay? Oh, would you like to pay for that free water? Yes, please.
Yes, of course I would.
Yes, please. Oh, right, okay.
Does it come in a slightly fancier bottle with my name on it?
Well, no, it's like, we've got, you can just have free water. But there's also tap water, which you can pay a fiver for.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll pick that one, thanks.
Yeah.
Do I have to pay for it? Oh, yeah, I'll do that. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. But what about the free water that's coming out of the ground?
No.
If
it's free, I don't want it. I want that amateur, expensive water.
Yeah, the one that doesn't know what she's doing.
Sure. Well, not necessarily that.
Just slut dropped on a a thing.
You said you actually said that you know someone who kind of does that.
Well, I mean, we weren't supposed to go into that. I know someone. I know someone who, for a little while, partook in some extracurricular activities.
And got paid for it.
I'm not sure if they got paid for it. I think it was a bit of a weird that, you know, they were extremely amateur. And I think they got some...
Like virgins? Like,
dominoes. No. But I think
they got dominoes like, delivered.
I think they got I think they got pizza for it.
That's weird.
Yeah, extra sausage.
Do you want to watch me get off for dominoes? No. Again, google.com, search for porn.
Yeah, next. But you're not going to see me.
Oh, I'd rather not see. I've seen your ass. It's very hairy.
I didn't mean me specifically. Well, but I mean, if there's a bird that you fancy online...
Right.
On Instagram or something.
Yeah.
And you see, oh, she has Snapchat. Get on it.
Yeah.
You realise that she is willing to get naked for $10 a month.
Yeah.
Well, it makes for a close and personal relationship.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it does in comparison to a porn star who millions of people watch.
Or I could find a girlfriend and have sex with her.
Quadriplegic, mate.
True. Next. So... Excuse.
So, yeah, they're done. They're good. Quadriplegics are allowed to subscribe to premium Snapchat girls. If you're anything less than quadriplegic, go down the bar or get on Google.
You also sent me a picture of a guy who has said it has taken him 45 trips around the sun, but for the first time in his life, he knows what it feels like to have a Band-Aid in his own skin tone.
Yeah. And he put that he was crying real tears of joy.
Fair enough.
I asked you the question, though, didn't I, of whether you felt discriminated against by plasters.
There's yellow plasters, mate. It's fine.
But I never thought about it. Is this white? Maybe this is white man privilege. No, whenever I put a plaster...
I've never seen a plaster and thought, oh, that... I've never seen a person with a plaster and thought, oh, I can't see that plaster anymore.
What about bandages? Because they're white.
I can't see that plaster. That's weird. Yeah.
Oh, that's odd.
Oh, did you notice my plaster on my hand? No, because it's white and you're white, so...
Yeah, but
wait a second. It's not... a skin tone colour.
No.
Unless you're sort of off-white milky-ish.
Or, like, really weak tea.
I never thought that was a thing, but apparently for some people it is. Fair enough to them.
But you didn't answer the question. Did you ever feel discriminated against from plaster colours?
No.
Because...
Well...
Because, again, you're more thick-skinned than most... So you have to get really special plasters.
Well, put it this way, right? So a lot of the time, I would get a blue plaster just to ensure that I don't lose it in food, right? My skin is not blue, so no. I don't give a fuck. Next. Do you feel discriminated against because it doesn't have like this rosy red...
Doesn't fit with my blemishes.
Capillary-filled plaster?
No. But
weird.
I kind of feel like I don't have any grounds for it because plasters are white.
But they're not white.
No, I know they're not white, but they're more... They're going to stand out less on me than they are on a black man.
Okay, if a black guy wears a black T-shirt, I don't think, ooh, I can't see you anymore.
Yeah, no, but I can buy a white T-shirt or he can buy a white T-shirt out of choice. But if they only cater for...
All right, so...
For that colour plaster...
Okay, so if there were only white T-shirts and they brought out a black T-shirt... I don't think it's because of...
Blending in.
I just wouldn't... It wouldn't... I wouldn't... I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's like,
I didn't get it.
I feel depressed because plasters aren't my skin tone. Well,
to me...
They're not anyone's skin tone. There's no me, one... No one wears a plaster.
Sorry, you carry on.
No, well, I will. No one wears a plaster and people think, oh, I can't see that you've got a plaster there.
Yeah. Equally, no one thinks... That black guy's wearing a plaster.
No, like,
oh, he's cut his finger.
The most famous black person to wear a plaster is Nelly. Right? And he made a career out of it.
Yeah.
So
it was a fashion statement.
So, you know, let's...
But I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, if
tone
I
it
see,
down. Tone it down.
If I see a black guy and he's cut his finger and he's got a plaster on, I don't go, oh, bit of a...
But also now.
Bit of oppression.
But also
just
now.
There. He's wearing a white plaster.
But also now.
Off what? Go on.
If one of your colleagues is black and he cuts his finger...
And I offer him a white plaster.
You can't.
Is that racist?
Yes, it is.
Oh, mate, we're all out of black plasters. We've only got white ones left.
So
you're going to have this one. No, I don't want that one. Why not? Well, it makes me feel racially oppressed. You're going to have to bleed out then, mate.
I'm not sure a plaster will save you from bleeding out. If you're
yeah,
bleeding
you
out.
Know. I'm just thinking worst case scenario.
I think a plaster
You've
would...
You've cut your jugular. Quick, get the plaster. You're just going to have to feel oppressed for the rest of the day, mate.
Oh, we'll laugh at it because you're a white male, straight. Yeah. I think
I am the ultimate white privilege.
So
but I find it more inflammatory than anything personally, because I kind of feel like it creates that divide. Can you imagine going to Sainsbury's? Oh, have you got any black plasters left? No. Oh well, that's discriminatory. You obviously why have you got more white plasters in than black? It irritates me that it's an issue for someone.
It doesn't irritate me that it's an issue for someone. If someone finds a plaster that suits their skin tone, fair enough. I don't get it because, you know, I'm Asian, therefore part of the privilege problem, apparently,
sure.
Because we work hard and we're smart. That's weird.
Yeah. Natural born
ooh,
calculators.
You're successful because you're really clever. Oh, weird that.
Yeah. Oh, what an odd correlation.
Oh, you can sing. I can't sing. You're being discriminatory. Sorry, Simon Cowell. You're discriminating against me because I can't sing. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I am. Because no one wants to hear shit singing. Next. Look, if someone is happy with the fact that they released a plaster to suit their skin tone, fair enough. I can still tell that he's got a plaster.
Yeah.
So.
I spotted it straight away. He said, oh, you've got to look a bit harder. I said, to be honest, I don't give a fuck that you have to have a plaster on, white, black, whatever colour. You can have a fucking rainbow one on if you want, mate. Or are you not allowed that because you're straight?
Yes. Yes.
So you can only have a rainbow one if you're part of the LGBTQ ABCDEFG community.
Also, let's stop about this male white straight privilege, right? If you walk into, as a white straight male, into a favela in Brazil, you will get robbed. There is no fucking privilege of you being white there.
No. That's not a privileged activity.
Where's the privilege of you being shot at by militants?
Well, where's the privilege in...
Your whiteness doesn't save you.
No.
Your blackness doesn't save you. No colour skin saves you. My yellowness is not going to save me in China if someone wants to fucking kill me.
Yeah.
They're not going to go up to me with a knife from behind and say, give me all your money in Chinese accent.
And then you turn around.
I'm not going to do it. And I turn around and they say, oh, well. Well, your girlfriend's,
and then they start spouting off at you in Cantonese.
Your girlfriend's white, so I'll just rob her. Is that all right? Yeah, all right, fine.
Yeah, that's cool.
No one's going to think, oh, shit, I can't... Mm.
Darling, let him do that, right? It's white girl privilege.
I'm pretty sure that if a white kid is in school and he gets shot at by another white kid, the white kid that's shooting around doesn't go around and say, well, you're white, so... Are you straight, though? Yeah. Oh, well. Fine. Get off. It's fine. Next.
Don't call the police.
It's fine.
We're friends now. We're good.
Where are all the other kids?
Yeah, in inverted commas.
It's just a bit
where
like...
Where are the black gay ones?
Oh, you're white and straight, so you're privileged. No, not really.
No.
Can't afford tea, mate. Tell me about my privilege. Next.
Yeah. I'm homeless.
Oh yeah, but if you really wanted to be, you could have a job.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, could I? Oh, that's good.
Let me just go and tell all the others down the soup kitchen. who are getting their AIDS shots.
Oh, that's good, mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but how can you be homeless? You're white. Oh, yeah, it's true. That's true, actually. Let me go and...
let me just...
get a free flat.
Let me just go down to NatWest and get that mortgage that they owe me.
Yeah, because I'm white and privileged. Yeah. That's brilliant.
They'll probably give me a job as well.
That's awesome, mate. Yeah.
They might even sack the Asian to make space for me.
He's normally is, isn't he? Let's face it.
So, white man privilege, that's debunked.
It's normally one of us.
Yeah. Good in banks, though, aren't you?
Also, white privilege pretty much only works in white countries.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's obviously where it comes from, isn't it?
Well, you can't exactly... you can't go into an... I'm not going to go into Africa, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Africa's a continent. I'm not going to go into Nigeria. And if someone gets served first because he's local Nigerian black guy,
right?
I'm not going to go, well, that's black privilege.
Yeah.
They'll be like, what? Well, you're serving him because he's black. Yeah, and? Well, that's wrong, isn't it? Why? Because... Well, wait a second. So, but I'm Asian, so I'm privileged. So serve me first.
Yeah.
Well, no.
But why not?
It's such a white society thing. It's like, oh, well, in China, if you're white, you get served first. No, you don't. you just don't. Well, you get looked at. You probably get a picture taken with you. Someone probably touches your hair.
They will wonder why you're so tall.
Not your hair, but, you know.
No, they touch my beard hair.
You're bald, so. So, white privilege debunked.
Well, if you have anything to say on today's highly inflammatory and probably not very exciting episode. I thought it was exciting.
Well, good for you. So at least we've got one listener.
So
that's my point. Do you ever listen to our... podcasts?
We've discussed this previously, and no, I don't.
Neither do I. Right, well, it's the end.
Cheers, guys.
Here we go. Peace.
Well, before you do that, how can they reach us?
YarnspinnersPodcast@gmail.com.
Just in case you didn't hear that, that was YarnspinnersPodcast@gmail.com, right. My lovelies.
Just because you're white and privileged.
Well, you know.
Podcast Yarn on Twitter.
Yep. And
YarnSpinners1 on Facebook.
That's that shit. We're on Instagram as well, so.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Yeah, you don't, but the kids do. We'll be on Snapchat Premium soon as well.
you can watch us get naked.
Oh, God. Cheers for listening, guys.
Anyway, peace.
Peace.